Tanta Audio presents Mrs. Jeffries Dusts for Clues by Emily Brightwell. Narrated by Lindy Nettleton. Chapter 1. Most folks is too wrapped up in themselves to pay attention to what's going on right under their noses, Lutie Bell Cruikshank insisted. But I ain't most people. And I know Scotland Yard would still be looking for Slocum's murderer if it weren't for you lot. That's why I need your help. Mrs. Jeffries, the housekeeper for Inspector Gerald Witherspoon of Scotland Yard, wasn't sure she should let Lutie's statement pass unchallenged. To be sure, if not for herself and the other servants at Upper Edmonton Gardens, Inspector Witherspoon probably couldn't have solved the Slocum case as quickly as he had, but she had no doubt he would have solved it eventually. "Now, Lutie Bell," Mrs. Jeffries chided, "that's not precisely true. Inspector Witherspoon had matters well in hand." She broke off and gestured toward the other servants around the kitchen table. "We merely helped out a bit." "Course you did." Lutie gave them a wide conspiratorial grin. "I ain't asking you to admit anything. I'm just wanting a little help." Mrs. Jeffries glanced at the others. For the first time in 3 weeks, they didn't look bored. Betsy, the maid, was hanging on Lutie Bell's every word. Smythe, the coachman, was grinning from ear to ear. Wiggins, the footman, was leaning forward in his chair so far that Mrs. Jeffries was sure if he wasn't careful, he'd knock it out from under himself. And Mrs. Goodge, the cook, was nodding her head vigorously up and down.